You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Dance Moms After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Dance Power Moms bitch. After Ooh. Show.
All right, we're obviously excited. Hey, everyone. Bing is for doing, and right now we are doing the first ever after show at AfterBuzz TV for Dance Moms. Got my spirit fingers
so
ready.
Excited.
Oh, yeah.
It's fantastic.
I'm Giselle Ugardi. I will let my co-hosts, my lovely, beautiful co-hosts, introduce themselves to my right.
Especially beautiful. Hi, everyone. My name is Ryan.
Across from me.
Hey, what? I'm Jason J. Carter. You can follow me on Twitter at JJC Forever.
And I'm Brooke Papinga. You can find me at QueenBP333.
Hey, hey. And we're all live tweeting. You can find me at Giselle Ugardi. And I want to let you know we have a special guest in the studio tonight from Survivor One World. We have the beautiful Christina Cha.
Yeah!
Yay!
Season 24 Survivor.
Thank you for having me here.
We're excited to have you.
Yeah.
What did you think of tonight's episode? Were you terrified?
Oh,
do you
my
usually
God.
Watch the show?
You know, it's hard to watch it. I mean, watching the moms, like, scream over their kids and then watching Abby, like, it's...
That's not normal?
Not in my family. Actually, maybe on the island that I was in.
Right. That just seems like another episode of Survivor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Survival of the fittest, that's for sure. And we start every episode off on Dance Moms with the pyramid. I don't know if you guys were surprised this week, but as usual, Maddie was on top, followed by Brooke and Nia. And then at the bottom, Paige, Mackenzie, and Chloe. And we find out that the next competition, they're going to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, to Starbound, where our girls are the national champions. Abby was saying there's added pressure. They're on the flyers. They are in all the ads. They are the national champions. They have to do well at this competition. But we start the episode. There are some injuries going on. Paige and Kelly are nowhere to be found because in the last competition, Paige decided to do a standing back tuck, I believe it was, on a cement carpet, and she ended up getting injured.
Right.
Did you guys think it was right for Abby to blame the girls for the injury?
No. I mean,
of course not.
Obviously, the dancer took it upon herself to do this flip, you know? So, I mean, Abby's delusional sometimes. We have to come to expect that from her.
I'd also say that one of the points is, I mean, that we'll talk about the end of the episode, is when Maddie did her routine at the very end. Like, the girls practice in those rooms. Like, mm-hmm. they go through their routines. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's a little ridiculous of Abby to blame her for practicing flip when she's, you know, she's standing right there. If she didn't want her to do it, she could have said, don't do it.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Abby's always over emotional, though. She's not rational ever, you know? So expected.
Exactly.
Yep. And so Abby announces that for this week, we have new routines as always, which is crazy for these girls. Normally, you know, and I know that a lot of us have backgrounds in dance and everything. You have one routine for the whole season, or maybe at most like, you know, three or four in different genres. And they have a new routine every single week for a new competition. And you never know who's going to be in what. So Brooke gets assigned an acrobatic diary to the Diary of Anne Frank, which she's
hello.
Didn't it blow your mind? I was like, random.
Right. And she also just says it like, it's the Diary of Anne Frank, and just moves on to the next, and you're just like, wait, what?
She's like, you're doing a dance about the Holocaust. Accept it. Let's keep it moving.
You know? Keep it going.
Just random.
This
random.
Is crazy.
Abby's run out of ideas at this point.
I didn't think it was that weird. You know, I think it has the potential to be really, really beautiful, but I thought it was so funny how both the mom and the daughter were like,
how do we interpret
how do you put Anne Frank into dance?
Into dance.
Like, well, how do you put the Hunger Games into dance? How do you put like every other thing that you've done into dance? It's what dance is all about.
Right.
Well, if you think about like the Hunger Games and the kids and everything, it's essentially right there. They're all trying to survive with Abby telling them what to do. So
it's very true.
You've got an artistic take on it.
It was just the idea. It's like saying, okay, this week your dance is September 11th. You know, imagine, you know,
you're going to scatter around around like right. cockroaches.
Well, there's certain things you don't want to relive. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's one of them.
Inappropriate, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, I would say that a lot of dancers have performed to the soundtrack to Schindler's List, which was about the Holocaust, mm-hmm. too.
You want to pull on the heartstrings.
Of course. I did a performance for Columbine when I was in high school. I know, what? I'm dating myself. Yeah. No, we had
you
to.
Did not. And yes, that's, like, that's like two. That's pretty intense. Very close.
Yes.
Too.
It was called Goodbye Blue Sky. And so she's like, you have to be like, you're being shot in school. How was this?
What? Are you serious?
We won, though. It was great. It was, but
wow. we expect video of that next week.
Totally. It was great.
Oh, my gosh. Up next, we had the group number was a lyrical routine to Alouette with all the little scarves and the stripes. And what's the little hat
Parisian
called?
Braid.
Chloe and Paige, this was the big shocker. They get assigned to do a duet, and they've been waiting, what, like nine years. Said, which I'm like, 9 years? What,
they
like, all
their life, they were like, okay, in the womb.
It's funny, the kids probably don't even realize this. The moms that know exactly how long, let me just prove their dance moms. It's been 9 years, exactly.
In the third trimester, we envisioned her doing this solo.
I think Abby does this just to tease the girls.
Oh, of course.
She knew Paige was injured and out of she there. Knew. She decides, now you're going to get your duet. Right. But not. No, right. You're not going to get your duet.
Exactly. Mackenzie gets a solo, which I found to be really exciting because mm-hmm. she's the youngest one. She's normally put on the back burner, but she proved a few competitions ago when she won the Miss Petite Solo Award that she can, kick some butt.
Yeah. And she's just so cute, isn't she? I mean, she's just a cute little kid.
Adorable.
You just want to, like, kiss her.
I think she's my new favorite right now, at least, like, currently.
For sure.
And then we had Maddie, who was actually gone. She was taping for Drop Dead Diva, but she still had to be in the group routine, and she also got her own solo, which leave it to Maddie. Of course, she can live up to it, or hopefully she can. And then Paige arrives, dun-dun-dun, with the boot.
and the pink sock. Did you anyone notice the pink sock?
It's not like it was a pink sock.
It's like, what's happening? Yeah. I mean, injuries are terrible, obviously. And, the mom, she said 6 weeks.
4 to 6 weeks.
No dancing 4 to 6 weeks.
Yep.
It's a long time.
Yet Abby wants her to be in the room with a notebook for 4 to 6 weeks sitting there.
Taking notes.
I don't blame her. I mean, I've been in that position before where it's like, rather than not coming at all, they want you to be part of the team and they want you to at least support or, I don't know, learn vicariously.
I get it, but how do you take notes? That's like a little...
Yeah, the notes like
kickball
a cruel
change? Are you ready to go?
No, actually, at these competitions, though, the choreographers have to submit notes before they compete to the judges to make sure they don't veer from the choreography that they're competing. Like, so you can definitely take notes of choreography, for sure. But it just all goes back to how psychotic and delusional Abby is. She's just like, look, even though you're injured and probably on your deathbed, you're going to be here. You're going to, breathe the same air as these girls. And hopefully, when you're out of the cast 6 weeks from now, you will have this routine down pat.
Down. Well, they don't even keep the same routines anyway. So it's kind of like...
Yeah,
it's
pointless. And also, you put yourself in the little girl's shoes. I mean, she's already devastated walking in there and, doesn't want to, not going to be with her friends. She doesn't know what's going on. Right. And then,
Chloe starts crying.
Right. And then, Abby's just like, you shouldn't have done that flip. It's just, always back in her face.
I told you guys, there was cement under the carpet. What were you doing?
But do you feel that the parents, though, probably also perpetuate that as well? Because even though her daughter was injured, the mom could have been like, well, you're not going to class. There's no need for that. But she didn't want her daughter to be out of the loop in any way, shape, or form. So she's like, just come sit, because the mom's trying to save face with the other moms.
Of course. And we got someone swooping in called Jill and Kendall.
Right. Yeah.
So there's something territorial happening here as well.
It's like war.
But before that happens, because they weren't invited, Brooke is also hurt as well. Mm-hmm. So poor Kelly. And actually, one thing about Kelly, here's why she brought, I think, Paige to rehearsal regardless, is because she actually took classes from Abby when she was younger. So she knows how Abby works. And poor her, she has two of her daughters that are injured, that are suffering, crying.
She also wants Abby to see that boot, that this is for real.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. Mm-hmm. Very, very good point. And then, as you said, so now we have a girl with a boot. She can't dance.
The boot. So
got
dysfunctional.
The boot.
Yep. Now, isn't Abby creative enough to do something about that, to make some kind of choreography that could go with this? It's just one of her legs,
totally.
Right?
It's
just one leg. Why can't she dance with her other limbs?
That's a really good point. I'm surprised.
I'm not even lying. I did a show in Branson, Missouri, and there was a girl. It's called the Jennifer Show, and all of her billboards were like, she was tea and young and gorgeous, but you show up and she's like 175 years old with a broken leg, doing these kicks to Vogue. I mean, you could still, that boot protects your foot.
Abby.
You're not gonna have a good point. She could be a tree.
She could be a
lot of different things.
No, Abby should have really capitalized on that. For as creative and amazing as she claims to be, she should have definitely seen that as an opportunity to get, again, pull on the heartstrings.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, Abby wouldn't even let one of the girls dance with a finger cast on. So I wasn't surprised that she wasn't going to let a girl go on with a boot, but you're right. She totally could have used that in choreography as like a, you know, tenacity, whatever. But she does use the opportunity to stir up the pot dramatically, and she holds auditions. And of course, this is another opportunity for Kendall to have her comeback. And so here's Jill and Kendall. They're taking class. And okay, like Jill, can we not see just the coy smile throughout the entire episode?
Totally.
Yeah. Right. Like, kind of creepy.
But you can't be mad.
So weird.
It looks like a clown.
You
like
can't be mad at the mom, though. I salute that, because these parents are diehard cray-cray. You know? So it's like, and she wanted her daughter. I mean, my mom was the same way. You want, it's an opportunity.
Exactly.
Survival of the fittest. You know, fake it till you make it. And it was perfect. Girl's injured.
It's
here's my daughter.
It's more for the moms, though, I think. The moms are more into it than, well, that's why it's called Dance Moms.
Well, the thing is, it's a very elite group. So, like, you have to get... So they want to just get back into where they were. I mean, she's already caused some trouble in the past with Abby. She's left and she's come back.
Candy apples.
Right. And so, you know, she just wants her daughter to get back in, get that training and everything else. So I agree with you that, you know, that's like, I would
perfect.
Do the same thing.
Right.
Do you think that the other moms would have done the same thing? Because they gave her so much
and
slack.
And a heartbeat.
Yes.
Right.
They probably would have done the same thing and probably bought her a car or something. They would have sweetened the pot, because at the end of the day, these moms want to make sure that their daughter is the star.
Of course.
Their daughter has... And what's even more, I guess, mind-blowing to me is that this whole thing is dysfunctional.
Yeah.
It's like an abusive relationship that they that they
back
happily marry into, you know? Mm-hmm. And the kids probably have no clue what's going on behind back door.
It kind of comes back to, like, what happened to them in their childhood. Were they, like, one of those child, you know, dancers and stars that never made it, and all of a sudden maybe one of them ended up with a boot or a broken finger and they couldn't become the famous dancers they want, so they kind of push their kids to it. So
it's like reliving, you know, their high school traumas.
Exactly. It's like, I couldn't do it, so you must do it.
Yeah.
Do you think it was her plan all along to pull Kendall out and to have her audition?
I do, absolutely. Because Kendall's a good dancer, and like, as much as she doesn't want her to be a good dancer and like doesn't really like, you know, her mother, she for sure, I think from the beginning, wanted her in there. But I think she's using her to get all the other girls, you know, to get them fired up too. I mean, nothing else gets you fired up like competition.
That's a good point. But what about Nia?
She was super silent this episode. I feel like Nia's like the black sheep.
No
pun intended, viewers. But like, you know, she's that one girl that every shot you saw of Nia, she was like...
Right.
Like no one cared. You know what I mean?
Abby's point was that they looked a little off together dancing. I agree. They didn't look like they matched as well. And Kendall definitely matched like her to a T.
You thought? I thought they all, no matter who she paired, the pairs were, they all looked off.
I think Nia is a little flat-footed and just a little, like when you watch her dance, I mean, she's great and she's gotten a lot better. We talked about that during the screening, but she definitely looked a little out of place.
I agree with you, Ryan. Nia has a different style than a lot of the other girls. That's
why
she pops
and locks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what her mom said.
Popping and locking.
But don't you guys agree when I say that I feel like Abby, these girls are missing some kind of intensity in their choreography and the way they move. I mean, it's okay. They're kids. They're 9, 10, whatever. But there's nothing that sticks out. Besides Maddie aside, of course, she's a freak of nature. But they're almost a little bit boring to watch.
Right.
In competition. We live in Los Angeles. We see some kids that are talented.
Well, do you think they live in fear because Abby, like, tells them what they need to do, so they just are instructed to do the move that they need to do?
Maybe Abby squashes their shine a little bit, doesn't let them keep them inside of a box.
Takes away their creativity.
Maybe so.
I think some of the kids are afraid to stand out, think they're going to get, you know, brought up on charges in the class, literally. Because it's like if it's too much going on, like, they almost are, like, scared to be good, scared to be bad. Like, it's just, it's a very... I can't imagine the pressure of a kid, first of all, being on the television show and then doing a new performance every single week, traveling. I mean, it's a lot of, plus school. I mean, there's a lot of pressure on these
kids.
And
then on top of it, watching their moms, like, fight over each other and everything and listen to Abby screaming at them. It's too much for the kids.
Think
it really is.
The pyramid scheme that she has going on, they're afraid to have to stay at the top if they make it to the top.
Right.
It's funny that you guys mentioned that, though, because I feel like, you know, you mentioned that they're scared to come out of their shell, but I feel like the pyramid, if anything, should encourage them to, like, kind of stand out on their own, like, to me. And if anything, I think that... the intensity lacks the most, I think, in their expression. And I think maybe that's a maturity thing, or maybe it's because they're young. You know, I know you've run the dance school thing, and I think sometimes you can, especially on on Peyton's face, you can see how tired she, or not Peyton, Kendall's face. Mm-hmm. You can see how tired that she is at the end of her routine, or you can see the fake smile versus like the sparkle that Maddie manages to hold all throughout, which is, I think, something that is learned.
But I think there's something, a different dynamic going on, because Maddie's always at the top of the pyramid. Mm-hmm. So they have a different environment. It's not that there's multiple girls that are making it to the top every week.
Right.
They're used to being at the bottom or
what
second
are you
best.
Saying? Like something's shady underneath that's happening.
There's a different
I will say though, in previous seasons it was a lot more Maddie. She's mm-hmm. changed it up that's since. Because the first season it was Maddie, 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 Maddie. And then I think like wow, I'm saying I think a lot. To switch it up a little bit.
I think I can.
To switch it up, she did, even Nia at one point was at the top. So we'll have to talk about that in predictions.
One last thing about the pyramid, well, at least for me, is it's always not 100% fair with how the girl performs on stage or how they are in rehearsals. Sometimes it's, you know, in previous episodes of how the mother acts. Like, your mother talked to me disrespectfully, so you're on probation. So it's like, it's not even, they're not even in control of their own destiny sometimes. So that's interesting, too.
And it, well, in this last episode, Abby told Paige and Chloe that they did fabulous, but yet they're still not at the top, or Paige is at the bottom again.
This is true.
There's probably some payola going on. You know, someone's probably baking baked goods for Abby because Lord knows she hasn't seen a gym in ages. And, you know, again, these parents will do whatever they need to do to keep their daughter at the top.
Right.
Do you guys agree with me when I say these moms probably have really good jobs, but this is the highlight of their days to sit in that studio and go at each other and sew outfits and knock each other down.
I don't think they do have jobs.
Well, I will tell you this. I saw Abby Lee on the Rosie Show back when that was on the air. And Holly said, Nia's mom, that she had quit her job to focus on this full time. So I'm pretty sure these girls, I mean, it's a very successful show. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's been spinoffs and everything else. I mean, they're making like a cute paycheck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Maddie's mom, her work is at the dance studio. She'll cut music or work at the front desk. And I think that's it. I'm pretty sure. What?
Clean toilets.
And I think
maybe.
Melissa quit.
I wouldn't
quit
doubt
too.
It, actually.
I think Melissa actually quit working at the studio. Mm-hmm. I think she is like now just doing the
momager
full time. Yeah.
Yeah,
basically.
Momager.
It got to be too much.
Kendall does end up getting the duet over Nia, and she ends up getting the group number. And Maddie ends up getting her drop dead diva debut, and she still has to have her routine and her solo, and does a great job. And before we move on to the next thing, we need to talk about our wonderful Amazon.com affiliate program. If you are not familiar, if you visit our AfterBuzz TV page, there's a little banner in the top corner. If you click it, any purchases that you were maybe going to make on Amazon, whether it's books. Have you guys made Amazon purchases lately?
I have. Today.
Yes. I did.
What did you get for us?
Grey's Anatomy Season 8 on DVD.
Nice.
Thank you. I know.
Fantastic.
It was a pre-order, though, so I don't get it until like September 30th or whatever. But, you know, it was just it's on the way.
Dance Mom Season 1 is on there, too.
There you go. And you went through AfterBuzzTV.com?
AfterBuzz, clicked on the Amazon link, and bam, there you go.
And what that does is it gives us a little kickback. It leaves the lights on. It lets us keep coming to you every single week. And most importantly, the shows are free, which you don't always see with recap shows. And with us, number one new media platform, we're giving you everything for free. Find us on iTunes, subscribe. Find us on YouTube, leave comments. We do read them. We appreciate them. And, of course, Twitter, tweet us. We're listening.
We need some comments. We're a new show. And this is her first show, too. So welcome.
First ever show.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Let us know if you want a new season. And if you want it, you know, any purchases, Amazon.com. Go to AfterBuzzTV first. No extra hassle. Pretty easy, right?
Just a click.
In fact, I think I'll tweet that.
Yeah.
There you go.
Thank you for. Hey, why don't you shop while you're at
it? I will. I'll do that right now.
You can buy your season of Survivor.
I'm going to buy season 24 Survivor.
There's lots
World.
Of Survivor memorabilia.
Contribute to the AfterBuzz.
There you go.
On to the competition. Everything seems pretty out of sorts. Like, Abby's freaking out, which she usually does. But it does seem like everyone is not on their game. You know, we've got two girls that are hurt. Maddie has been gone. Actually, she only missed a day, but they make it a huge deal, of course. And what Abby says that stands out is she says, we went into it not with the je ne sais quoi, but rather cum si cum ça.
And we were like, what?
I don't even know what that means.
Giselle, what does that mean?
That means so-so.
Yeah.
Comme ci, comme ça means so-so.
Yeah. Like, and je ne sais quoi means the it factor that you can't explain.
So she's already judging them before the judges have judged them.
Yep. Which she usually does.
Mm-hmm.
And so the girls go on. They do Alouette with their cute little berets and stripes and bows. And they win. Top group performance of the day.
Which was a shocker, because watching the performance, it was definitely on a scale of 1 to 10 of 5.
Right.
It was a little off. It wasn't riveting.
We were sitting next to snoring. What? We were sitting next to each other, and at the end they had like a fouetté type of routine, and they were all off, and I could just hear you and me being like
their second was not even a second.
Right. So does that mean that the other competition wasn't as great, or does that mean that something's going on in these competitions with the Abby Lee Miller reputation always coming in first?
Well, these are itty bitty competitions. Like they are, on this show, I feel like they make things bigger than what they are, because I mean, if you go to some really full out competitions, everyone is phenomenal. Even the babies are phenomenal. And this competition was one of those regional ones. You know, it's cute, but because Abby Miller has such a reputation to uphold, they have to be sickening ferocious at everyone. But one thing I will say in watching. But Maddie, okay, let's just make a point now that Maddie's always amazing, no matter. Right. But everyone else, okay. Every time I see Abby Miller's performances,
not everyone else.
Well, majority the rest of the girls, and as a collective, most of her performances aren't that like slamming.
Jason, are you favoring Maddie?
No, I'm not favoring Maddie. I'm favoring Nia because she's the black sheep.
At least you're honest.
Yeah.
Bless her.
But, I mean, you know what I'm saying? For Abby being as hard on these girls and for them rehearsing as much as possible, they should be so mind-blowing that I have to pick my jaw off the floor. And again, this Alouette routine was just like, okay, I mean.
They've definitely done better. And I think one way you can tell what kind of competition it is if you see the in-betweens, they show a couple like random group numbers performers, and this time it was like three like bigger girls doing like jump roping.
Oh, that's
like,
right.
They literally were jump roping. That's how you know the level of competition, because sometimes they'll show some fierce girl, like she's living, or some guy. And like, so that's how you can tell how big the competitions are. If you see two people jump roping eating popcorn, it's probably not a really big competition.
No.
Or if you see everyone getting the first place when you know that they shouldn't, it's like...
Well, yeah, there was like a whole tree of like awards over there. It was like, did everyone get an award? They're like, good one, just for showing
up. It looked like it
these
for
days,
sure.
Yeah.
But Abby is fully aware of her brand, the Abby Miller brand, because it's all encompassing. You know, she feels like we're always taught, put your best before it at all costs, every chance you get out there. So that's, I'm sure that's why she is so psychotic about it. But yeah, getting back to the performance, it was okay. I mean, I don't think they deserve to win first.
Well, just brought up earlier that they keep changing their routine week to week.
Yeah.
So they're not sticking with the routine through a season and making it the best it could possibly be.
I agree with
be.
That too, but I just thought the concept and the costumes and the music just was not up to par, to be honest with you. They've done a lot of really cute numbers before. Like even last week there was great numbers, and this week was kind of just like, eh.
One thing to point out though, when they do show the award section, they only ever show the overall. And I don't know about you all and your experiences with competition, but for me, they would have the first, second, third place in each category, that they would have the first, second, third place overall in the age division. But they also had a different thing, which was they had medal points. So if you reached a certain amount of points, you would get, you know, bronze, silver, high silver, gold, high gold, platinum. And so who knows if they're getting first place, but maybe they're only getting silver points. Because that's very possible. Who knows?
Right. I hate that.
But of course they don't show it.
Of course.
Well, she tried to cover new territory this week, too, by making it more technical and by putting in a lot more ballet, which they haven't done a lot of.
That's true. So clearly work needs to be done, and she knows it. Moving on, we had poor Brooke just sloughing around.
Laying on the floor.
She was. And that's the only word I have to describe it. She was sloughing around on the floor, just like,
right. She had the electrobes.
Those
really are more amazing. She looked like she was in pain.
She looked like Lindsay Lohan on the cover of every In Touch magazine, like from 2 years ago. Just a mess.
Do you want to give us an example?
Just like, I don't like her hair. Like, I don't, I mean, how is this girl 10, 11?
She's one of the older ones. I think she's like 15.
15?
Really?
Yeah, earlier in the season, she actually skipped 12? A competition to go to her for her first formal dance. Oh, so she has to be a freshman.
I feel bad for her, because like every shot they showed of her was just her looking a hot mess, haggard, like she was over it, her back ached. I'm like, girl, are you 30? Like, how old are you? You're like 10. But yeah, poor thing. And then her mom's having a meltdown as well.
I would say Kelly looked worse than Brooke. I mean, she's crying, tears are coming down, her hair's in her mouth. I mean, she's just like done. She has two injuries. She just had enough.
Yeah.
Are Brooke's a mom? I can't imagine the feeling that you have when your child is in pain.
Yeah, you definitely, you f- it's you feel for them through them. You feel like you want to protect them. And that's what Kelly was trying to do, is to protect Brooke from getting further injured.
Did you think it was right for her to speak up and pull her out of the dance?
Oh,
or did
definitely.
You think Brooke could have pulled through it?
Definitely, because every week she can do another dance. And she said to Abby, I'm not going to have her getting hurt over a dance.
I think it gave her depth. The mom, sorry, mm-hmm. gave the mom depth when she said, when she started crying, she's like, Abby, I'm sorry. No, I'm pulling my child out. The end. And one thing that was just so shocking to me, too, was that she was crying and she was kind of fearful. I'm not a parent, but my mother would have been like, my baby is not doing this routine. You got an issue with it. We can go toe-to-toe. Deal with it. The end. But the mom was like, I'm gonna pull her out. And then also she's like she was right. defending herself before Abby even said anything, because of course she knows Abby's gonna have a meltdown.
Yes.
But I was totally for the mom. I thought yes, because what happens when the daughter is has a broken back next week or something?
I feel bad.
Well, I'd say if this was the national championships, of course she would have to compete. That just is what it is. Even if you're injured, you just do it. But if it's a little local competition, there's no point like hurting your back. Do you know what I mean? If it's a talent show, down the street, you don't
right.
need to.
Well, right. back to what Jason's saying, though. We're watching these moms evolve as well this season. Last season, they didn't argue against Abby that much. And this season, I think we're watching Kelly and, well, definitely Christy, Melissa, and some of these moms, get up the courage to fight against her and just start putting their feet down.
What did you guys think of Jill's reaction? Because she said, I wish that Brooke would have pulled out sooner because maybe Kendall would have been able to get a solo.
I loved it. I had my hand in the air screaming. I mean, she is a true dance mom. Yeah. She is just
hell no.
She's laying on the floor crying and she's just like, oh, I wish she would have told me sooner.
She's like, sorry about it. Damn. I think that's how they roll. That's how they mm-hmm. roll. I mean, they're paying money for their kid to train. They want mm-hmm. their kid to be the next Beyonce. That's how it should be.
I mean, let's also just point out, you guys are all watching the Olympics. The Olympics are on right now. It's amazing. And, the person's performing in front of you, and you are literally just like, oh, my God. You're like, you don't want him to fall, but of course that's what they're thinking. That's what you want him to fall. You want to get on the podium. Of course.
So much is at stake, and so much is on the line. You train so hard, mm-hmm. And these kids are so, we were talking about earlier, they're so impressionable. They're being indoctrinated with this, win at all costs, be amazing at all costs. Your life is on the line at 9 years old at all costs. And these parents are also being brainwashed too. I mean, mm-hmm. these are adults that know better.
Right.
That should be right.
They don't act like they do.
No, it's almost like they're dancing,
Kelly didn't know who Anne Frank was. I don't know if she knows better at times.
This is true. Bless Kelly.
And she's sitting next to a former principal of a school who's like, what?
Yeah.
But I love how the daughter was like, how am I supposed to interpret Anne Frank in a dance? And she's like, fine. It's great. Right.
Well, what did she also say? She's like, I don't think they're doing cartwheels in the Holocaust. Or something like that. It was like ridiculous.
Yeah.
Well, next up we had Mackenzie, who looked so good. Mackenzie, of everyone, I think, has improved the most. And I love watching mm-hmm. her dance on her own. I know it's sometimes a little hard watching her next to the older girls. But when she does her acrobatics, she did the You Know You Love Me. She got second, unfortunately. But I thought she did a great job. And then Maddie ended up pulling it off yet again. She did a contemporary solo to This Is Me Over You, and she won the top solo of the day, which was awesome. And then the duet that we were all waiting for, Chloe and Kendall, mm-hmm. there was a lot of pressure. Abby said it was good, but the intensity wasn't there, and I think all of us agreed on that one.
Right.
And she said, Kendall, that they were good. What else? Oh, the name of the dance was called Chasing Answers. At the end of the day, they got top duet. Do you guys think that was deserving?
No.
Well, it's hard to say without seeing the other competition, but I thought their shorts were too high. Just my note.
They had wedgies?
No, their shorts were like to here. Oh. It was just weird.
Did you watch the Vegas routine?
I did.
With the feathers. And the invisible leotard?
I loved it.
The thing is, Abby was talking about the chemistry between the two in the studio. Well,
right, it was the chemistry.
Right, well, there was no chemistry on that dance floor either in the competition. Mm-hmm. They were off. One was off by a beat. Going back to what you said about Mackenzie and her acrobatics, that's what I'm talking about, intensity. Mackenzie slays those flips. Mm-hmm. She just gives it to you. She shows up. The reason why Maddie is so amazing and why we're so enthralled with Maddie is because even though she's a robot, she still exudes that
sparkle.
I'm a performer. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. It seems genuine.
Right. And she mm-hmm. loves to dance. She's not being forced with back issues.
I think, though, on that back issue with Brooke, I think that Abby wanted her to somehow find the fight within her and fight through the pain and just kind of evolve as a dancer as well. I think she was hoping that Brooke would just I don't know if Abby felt that maybe it wasn't as bad as it was, but I think she wanted her to kind of have a growing moment and say, I'm going to fight through this. I'm going to do this. It's, you know, a couple minutes, mm-hmm. and I'm going to rise to the occasion. I think she was really disappointed.
She wanted to see if she really wanted it. Mm-hmm. Like, do you want it bad enough as Maddie and everything?
Do you guys think that... I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Do you guys think that maybe Abby, beneath all that hard exterior, that she actually has a heart and she really does care about these girls, and that she really, because I agree with you, Brooke, I really think that that probably would have been, I just had an aha moment, that probably would have been a time for what was her name?
Brooke.
Aha moment, what's her name?
I was going to call her Pamela, just kidding, to really show up and put it there, because we always, in Abby's defense, we're always so quick to say that she's like this bitch and she's just so mean and she's this tyrant, but underneath that, she probably has everyone's best interest at heart, as the girls.
I definitely do. And actually, earlier, Brooke had actually wanted to leave the Abby Lee Dance Studio and do cheer at school. And she wanted to come back to Abby Lee. She realized she made the wrong decision. So she actually invited Abby over. They had lunch or dinner together. And they had a heart-to-heart. And you could see Abby finally opening up to her and showing how much she does believe in these girls. And unfortunately, at the end, we don't totally see that, which we'll get to that in a minute. But, you know, she did end up letting Brooke come back. And as I should mention, if you want to see us come back, you can find us on iTunes.
Woo!
Hey. Ba-dum-psh. You can watch us live right now, but you can also get every single one of our episodes on iTunes. Visit us, subscribe to us, leave comments, rate us, give us 4 or 5. Actually, no, we want 5 stars. Yeah. Obviously, we want 5 stars, nothing else. Leave our comments, tell your friends, tell your mom. What are you laughing
like,
at?
Give us 3 stars. You know, we'll take
top of the pyramid. Top of the pyramid.
Right? Go hard or go home.
I was booking a vacation today, and they only have up to 4 stars, so I was in like that land right now.
Gotcha.
I'm in vacation mode for a second. Give us 5 stars, please. Give us suggestions. Call us if you want to, you know, interact with the conversation. And also, there is a new app called Podcast where you can have your favorite shows, like Dance Moms, automatically downloaded to your phone. It's easy. It's called Podcast. I'm sure all of you have it.
I do.
Right? If you don't,
I got it right here, people.
Going back to the competition, Abby has Maddie do her drop dead diva dance in front of everyone. What did you guys think of her doing that? Was it appropriate? Was it too much?
Too much. It was too much.
Was she trying to stir the pot?
I think she was.
For sure.
For sure. And but did you see Maddie's face while she's doing it? She's like just lifeless. Like,
she's like,
well, because there's no music and you're like on some 2-bit
like,
carpet.
You dance now, you.
It was awkward.
Yeah, it totally was.
It's like there's no, it was really awkward.
It was.
And the moms were like, oh no, she didn't. All you saw was sneers and snides in the back.
Well, once again, you have Kendall and Chloe have come in first place, and you have Mackenzie that's come in second place for, she hasn't been doing solos that long, and they don't even celebrate for these
girls.
And
the whole group won, too.
The whole group won. They come in, and what do? They go right to Maddie's Drop Dead Diva solo.
That's which would have been appropriate if it was a little bit later. But, like, say thank you to everyone. You all did a great job and, like, you know, maybe give notes. And then say, now let's see your Drop Dead Diva performance. It was just, like, from the start, her attitude when she walked in was just terrible.
Right. Well, even though they won, it wasn't good enough. She was over them before not, you know, it was just not good enough. Even though they placed and were, I guess, amazing by that competition standard, still, for Abby, it was like, fine, you know what, to make me feel better, Maddie, do your Drop Dead Diva performance now.
Right.
I think Abby is, like, the most mistaken person that's out there, because I think she really does care about all of the children and all the mothers and everything, but it's kind of coming back to like the old school mentality. Like if you were to compare it to like the Hispanic mothers or to like the Asian mothers, they're always going to be harsh. Like my mom always tells me I'm fat every day, but she means it with so
that's
much
terrible.
Love and joy. She's just looking at
wait, hold on a second.
No, but that's just how it is. Like the old school mentality. Like
get your
Jewish
mother on
mother
the phone.
Seriously,
she does, and that's the first thing she says. She goes, how much weight did you lose?
Did she send you to Survivor to lose weight?
Actually, that was the best part. She was like, the beginning of it. My grandfather's like, oh my God, Christina looks so chubby. My mom goes, oh, no, it gets better. She loses weight throughout the episode.
We need Dr. Phil in here.
Christina, does that annoy you, though? Or how do you feel about it? Are you used to it?
I'm used to it now. I kind of laugh about it. I kind of make jokes.
You're like going off to war. Bye, baby, I love you. By the way, you're fat.
By the way, you're fat.
Come back, skinny. She goes, how much weight did she lose, honey?
Oh my God.
That's, you know, crazy. What's Abby Lee's
But that's Abby. Except, I don't
know. And what's wrong with being a little fat?
Nothing.
Not that you are. Oh, but if you were, what's wrong with it?
I'm on a cleanse.
Ask Abby LaMiller.
I haven't eaten since like, last week.
It's like, Abby, you're not doing enough pliés. Or
well, I would say what Abby Lee's slogan is and the t-shirts that she actually sells is that everyone's replaceable. So, I mean, that's sort of her, like, you know, mentality. So, I mean, it's true. Like, any other hot kid would walk into that studio, she would replace them like this if it would make them win more, I think.
Well, I don't know. I still don't think it was appropriate the way that the moms ended up speaking up after Maddie did a routine, and I think Abby appropriately called them vultures. You know, they were expressing their jealousy. I think it's one thing if they want to pull Abby aside later and say, hey, you know, could you have maybe done that later? But they did it in front of Maddie. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden there's name calling. They use the words whore. They use the word snake. Abby even said, took a dig at Maddie and said, what was it, that she is good at dancing right now, and 5 years from now she might not be. Look at Brooke. Ooh. Which is just...
And she called Chloe a snake. I don't understand that one. Where is that coming from?
I don't even
probably know prior instances. But I don't, those kids or the parents are probably just, after everything that's gone on, that was just probably the straw that broke the camel's back, you know? And it was, they probably didn't mean to take it out on Maddie. Maddie just happened to be in the vicinity. And it was inappropriate the way... I think it was inappropriate the way Abby did it, not the way the parents reacted.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, because Abby...
In what she said back, or in doing the whole thing in general?
The whole thing in general. Of course, adults should know, should edit what they say and be censored and be a little bit more, you know, discerning. But Abby should have never took it there to begin with.
Right.
You know, it's just like, it wasn't time or place.
I have strong feelings about the ending, because it was... I love the show, and I 100% agree with, like, tough love with competition and training and everything else. But when you point to the other daughter and say that your daughter's a snake, and she runs out of the room crying, that's beyond awful. Inappropriate to me and terrible. And, like, whether if some of it's contrived or not, like, those kids aren't little actors. Like, she was genuinely crying. All the kids ran out. Let's just talk smack to the other moms without the kids in the room. It's not that difficult, but like to watch her run out of the room crying just was
sweet, and she's so nice, and she's always supporting Maddie. That just totally broke my heart. So,
and it just came out of nowhere. Like, what does that even mean? And I don't even know.
Abby ever had Chloe do her music video in front of the whole studio, or has she ever had her show her Joffrey ballet audition or anything?
Nope. She's not given her recognition. All sad way to end the episode, but let's try to move on to some lighter things in news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Well, before we move on to actual news, we do have a little gossip. Our very own ran into Miss Abby Lee Miller this last weekend.
I did. I was out in West Hollywood, you know, drinking my juice. And I really did.
He's on a juice cleanse.
I'm on a juice cleanse. I'm on day 4, so I'm a little crazy. But I ran into Abby Lee, and she was, like, very charming, very nice. She was taking pictures with everyone, because literally you could barely move in the crowd, and she, like, got a little table, and everyone was coming up to her asking for pictures. I went and said hi. I said, I love your show. And had I known I was doing this show Saturday, I would have pulled her in here, but she was, you know, she was very charming.
That many people recognized her?
Everyone recognized
her. Really? Not recognize her.
I mean,
I'm sorry.
Says the fat issue girl.
The girl with issues.
I have issues with my weight. Sorry, Abby.
Oh, man. Well, Abby is very busy, and she has been coming to LA a lot. Examiner.com reported that she's actually getting a new show on Lifetime, so we'll be getting double the fun with Abby. She'll be having Abby's Ultimate Dance Competition.
Work.
Yeah. So she will be the lead judge. Not a lot of details have been revealed, but her co-judges will be... Is that the right word? Co-judges?
Sure. Go with it. Go with it.
Co-judges. She'll have Robin Anton, the creator of the Pussycat Dolls, and Richard Jackson, who's choreographed for Lady Gaga.
Love it.
And on Sunday, you can also find her on Drop Dead Diva. So Maddie's not the only one getting a little star power.
Exactly.
Well, what do you think? Is Abby Lee going to maybe relocate to L.A.?
Maybe. But isn't it awesome the way Abby Lee probably can't even do a jeté or any kind of a pirouette, but yet she's like,
she can't touch her toes.
She's becoming the authority on dance,
right?
Isn't that so weird? Only in Los Angeles.
After Five Girls,
right?
You know, like isn't that always the case? The ones who can't
do end up teaching.
Yeah, see, right. Mm-hmm.
She even has a dance career in the past or anything.
She's doing through the other girls. She's living through them. Right.
She's like, she's a dance mom.
I want to have a dance studio.
There you go.
I used to be a mechanic, now I want to have a dance studio. It's just so random.
Well, she acquired it through her mom, right?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, her mom dance studio. Her mom's dance studio.
Well, apparently she opened her studio at 14.
It's very possible. That's what my mom did.
Work it out in the garage.
Work it in my grandpa's garage. All right, predictions for next week. Who wants to go first?
Now,
I will.
Maybe this side?
I think next week's predictions is there's more drama with the parents against Abby. I feel like the parents are actually going to band together against Abby. I think that Brooke will finally be relinquished to a wheelchair because they're going to make her dance around. And of course, more highlights and star-studded quality from Maddie.
A wheelchair by choice or a wheelchair because it's a prop in the dance that Abby wants to be?
That would be funny.
We discussed the boot.
Yeah, you have to beat the boot now. You got to wheel her in.
I mean, wheelchair by choice. No. She'll be injured. She'll be even more injured. Abby will make her do something that she should not be doing, and bam, there she goes.
Brooke, what do you think?
She has a notebook with her. She'll be fine. Well, we know Maddie's going to be at the top of the pyramid. Pretty sure about that. And I'm just curious as to how long Jill's going to stick around with Kendall.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. How many weeks? 3? Will she find another studio? Will she be here in L.A. sooner or later?
Maybe she'll open up her own dance studio.
Maybe she'll be here in our stomping grounds.
Yeah. Maybe. I wonder what Candy Apples is going to have to do with everything. I just don't understand why they're still on the show. I cannot stand Candy Apples.
You gotta have the enemies, though. You have to have the...
But they're not even good.
Yeah, how are they the arch rival enemy?
They did beat them, though, once.
Yeah.
Once, because they...
Bad week.
Like, they recruited someone from the circus or something.
From the circus or something.
Giselle, who knows, though? They may surprise us and be slamming Sickening Ferocious this season. You never know.
They have that little boy.
He's good.
He's a wild card. The boys are always a wild card.
Ryan, what do you
think? Here's my prediction. Well, I still think that Brooke and Paige, their injuries are going to continue, and I think Kelly's going to have to jump in to take over for them. At least that's what I'm hoping. Could you imagine?
Maybe Kelly jumping in?
Yeah, the mom.
The mom. I'll dance for my daughter!
I'll do it! They're not going to lose their spot. Kendall is not getting in here.
I would love to see the moms compete in a routine. Haven't you seen those, like, the parents competing?
They did do one routine last season.
For competition.
It's embarrassing. It's really bad.
But see, if the parents became really good dancers, like Nia's mom, like, does a single ladies routine, that would be hot.
With or without Nia?
They could both pop and lock together.
Who knows what age category that would be. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us for our first ever recap of Dance Moms. Please tell us where we can find you. We'll start over here.
You can find me on Twitter at JJCForever and also on Facebook at Jason J. Carter.
You can find me at QueenBP333 on Twitter.
You can find me on Twitter at Ryan A. Carrillo, 2 R's and 2 L's. Ryan Allen Carrillo on Facebook.
And thank you so much for joining us. Where can we find you, Christina?
You can find me on Twitter at Christina, that's C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-A, _ Chaw, C-H-A.
Chaw.
Any chance we'll see you on the next season of Survivor, maybe?
She couldn't say,
Could she maybe come back?
Maybe.
You are looking rather svelte.
Right.
No.
You're not fat anymore.
Definitely not.
I think your mom needs to send you back there for a diet.
Thanks, guys. Have a good night. I'm Giselle Ugarte. You can find me at Giselle Ugarte, GiselleUgarte.com, and SprintingInStilettos.com. Have a good night.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
I messed it up.
Herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.